Good evening. All of us here, we are the same in that we have a deep instinctive yearning to experience only happiness and never experience any problems or difficulties at all. Recognizing this within us then immediately leads us to think, so how can I achieve my desired happiness? How can I overcome all problems and difficulties in my life? Well, we can say in general there are two methods. There's one that's based in the external or the material world, and there's a second which is based on the inner or the mental world, our way of thinking. These two methods are what one engages in to both achieve happiness and overcome problems.
The
first of the methods, that is what we know well from society and takes up a lot of our time and energy, looking to achieve happiness and overcome problems and difficulties through the material world. And so for this, we achieve an education, we develop further skills, we go to work and so forth, all to achieve happiness and overcome problems in terms of the from the source of the material world. Similarly, the happiness that, in terms of interpersonal relationships, the happiness that we experience from others, or the happiness that others derive from us, or conversely, the suffering that we experience in dependence on our interactions with others, or the suffering that others experience in dependence on their interactions with us, this is comes about either through our physical actions or verbal communication. So physically, we can be of benefit to others or harm them, either physically or verbally. And similarly, others can physically or verbally harm or benefit us. The speech or the behavior that all of us engage in, this comes about in dependence on our way of thinking. If we are harsh-minded, Our speech will be harsh. Our behavior, our physical behavior will be harsh. If our mind is gentle, our speech and our behavior will be gentle. Understanding then what has just been presented, we will come to recognize that it's through changing our way of thinking we will change both how we express ourselves to others and we'll change how we experience others or external events. So therefore, it's crucial that we change our way of thinking. Understanding this then, we come to recognize what are wholesome ways of thinking and unwholesome ways of thinking. Because it's through developing ever stronger wholesome ways of thinking and weakening our habituation to unwholesome ways of thinking that we'll transform ourselves. We will develop stronger, more positive, virtuous ways of expressing and interacting with others, as well as how we experience them. Having recognized, come to recognize the benefits of wholesome minds and the faults of unwholesome minds, we then need to apply ourselves to transforming our way of thinking. Moreover, we also need to recognize the limitations to temporarily suppressing our mind, or making our mind oblivious through either taking medication or intoxicants or even surgery, that these kinds of methods are not long-term solutions. Whereas if we are able to completely transform how we think, this is a long-term solution. So the way to transform how we think is firstly, as was said, recognize what are wholesome and unwholesome ways of thinking, become clear on their benefits and faults, and then develop ever stronger these wholesome ways of thinking. Because in dependence on the growing strength of virtuous ways of thinking, the converse minds, the unwholesome minds, will proportionately weaken. And in this way, as we develop familiarity with wholesome minds, our unwholesome, harsh ways of thinking, these will proportionately weaken.
Sem ngamba se de pena ha ju gi chen ya zun she go sem bi chen go har tang go sem bi sam lo she ro wa da chen zun she go har tang go sem bi sam lo di sem ngamba chi che chang bu chang cha chi gi chen li ki she ba kar chen chang bu chi gi sem bi chang bu chi gi sem bi sam lo di sem sang bo se de dang lo di pe ro ma so na sem ngamba se de chen ya go har tang gi chen li cha sem go har tang du gi sam ba di sam lo di sem ngamba she. Dene denigi di docho de le le karchin sem chani kar tambu tasha jin sem be samlo di sem sang bo che tu di yadu ni di azu sem sang bo da yadu ngem ba se di ben dene chi lo chen chi ro sung so na yadu wa.
It's what, generally then an unwholesome way of thinking would be when the mind is harsh. Because if the mind is harsh, our speech will be harsh, our behavior towards others will be harsh, in that we may, for example, deceive them or engage physically in a harmful manner with others. Then a wholesome way of thinking, in brief, is the opposite of that, if we are gentle-minded, if we are honest. Because if we are honest and gentle in our way of thinking, our speech will be honest and straightforward and gentle, as will our physical interactions with others too. Where we came to last time was looking at the faults of a harsh way or an unwholesome way of thinking. So we're at the last paragraph on page 1. Therefore, the way of beneficially transforming the mind is as follows. First, one must think about the disadvantages of unwholesome states of consciousness, identifying them from your personal experience. And this is where we came to last time, the need to identify unwholesome states of consciousness from our own experience. Now, we'll come to the contrary minds, the wholesome states of consciousness. Just first to continue with the recap from last time, the sentence here that has just been read out. Here, the key point is we need to identify unwholesome states of consciousness from our own personal experience. And we approach it from a number of different angles. First, in no particular order, but one can look at, for example, harsh speech or behavior that where we say, for example, we take advantage of others. So these, for example, are generally recognized as unwholesome, unwanted, as harmful. But we need to not just say, I've generally told that this is the case, I accept it and leave it at that. We need to gain certainty of this. So the term we have here, identifying. So this is really where one has gained some certainty. So one, to gain certainty that is harsh speech inappropriate? Is it always inappropriate? Is it always inappropriate to take advantage of others? So here we need to investigate and think. And we can think along the lines of, for example, what results follow from a particular kind of speech, a particular way of behaving. What are those results as we can see the impact on others? How do they respond to us if we speak or act to them in a certain way? And in society, where we see behavior or speech of a similar kind, how is that viewed? Why is that viewed? What are the results? And in particular, we can take from illustrations from the news, we see certain types of behavior not only frowned on by society, but illegal. Do people end up in trouble because of speaking or acting in a particular way? So these are two ways then to look at, to come to identify whether behavior is unwholesome or not, whether it can be justified or not. The third way, so that the two ways were to see how when we engage in it, what results follow, how others interact, and then we also, secondly, look at in terms of society, what we observe there. Then a third way is to see where does this behavior come from? And we see it always comes from a motivating mind, a mind that is gentle and spacious. From such a way of thinking, harsh speech does not follow, nor would harsh behavior. So we can see it comes from a particular way of thinking. So here we're going just a little bit deeper to recognize that it's a way of thinking that leads to that way of speaking and behaving. And we can also then look at if just merely that way of thinking has arisen, is the mind at peace? Is the mind happy? Or is it disturbed and unhappy? And this way we come to see that not only do particular unwholesome thoughts lead to unwholesome speech and physical behavior, but their mere arisal leads to unhappiness. So here we see this for ourselves based on our own experience, what we ourselves have experienced or what we observe. And we see here in particular where we need to come in this analysis is the primacy of motivation. It's independence on the way of thinking that suffering is experienced, and when expressed, that suffering is spread and even harsher results are accumulated. So here we need to come to identify in this way which states of consciousness are unwholesome, and do so through our own personal experience, because then it will be transformative, be much easier for us to break habit patterns when based on our own experience, we have certainty that they are not justified and that they need to be abandoned. Now turning to the text, the last sentence on the first page. Then one must recognize the wholesome states of consciousness. In familiarity with them, If familiarity with them is developed through thinking repeatedly about their advantages and their supporting valid cognizers, then through the force of familiarization, of having valid foundations and of being good qualities that are dependent on the mind, the various types of wholesome states of consciousness will become stronger. And looking just at the sentence at the bottom of the first page, then one must recognize the wholesome states of consciousness. So this now, we're starting with the contrary mind, but the process is the same. We need to recognize what are wholesome states of consciousness. In brief, these will, of course, be the opposite to the unwholesome ones. So if we take the unwholesome way of thinking that leads to one deceiving others, the contrary mind is an honest mind. So the first is unwholesome, the contrary mind will therefore be wholesome. So here, one can go through a whole array of ways of thinking to identify whether they're wholesome or unwholesome. So if we take this one, that of being honest, so we think to ourselves, so what does it mean to have an honest outlook, an honest attitude? Well, in brief, it means one will not deceive others. One will be straightforward in how one communicates with them. And then one thinks, so I've understood then what is this way of thinking that's honest, for example, that this particular wholesome mind. And then we ask ourselves, so with such a motivation, how am I likely to interact with others? And how will I certainly not interact with others? We'll see that, of course, we'll interact, if our mind is honest, we'll be, our interactions with others will be honest and straightforward. We will not lie to them. We will not deceive or take advantage of others. So here we can, and then we think further. So how will our mental state be if it is, if we have this intention to communicate, to interact with others in such a way? We'll see our mind will be, we can imagine our mind to be peaceful and spacious. And similarly, the person we are interacting with, how will they receive such communication from us? And at the very least, we can have some confidence that we will cause no harm or misery in their life. And then further we think, so if this way of thinking, if I develop my habituation to it ever more, reflecting on it again and again, so I really integrate this into my personality, in general then with people, how will I interact with them? Physically act towards them, verbally communicate with them? And how will I feel becoming this person? How will others relate to me? Will they see me in a different way or the same way? What impact will it have on our relationship? So what we see here is the same process as immediately before with the unwholesome minds. We're using analysis of coming to using analysis to come and recognize what are wholesome ways of thinking based on our own experience, and we're doing so through thinking about the impact on ourselves as well as others, and what kind of behavior will follow, how it will be received, and so forth. And through thinking like this, we'll give rise to a wish to develop wholesome ways of thinking. And the more we think like this, repeatedly over a sustained period, the stronger the wish will be to be this kind of person. And the stronger that wish is within us, the more we'll want to reflect in this way, the more we'll want to meditate in this way, to make sure that our knowledge, that we're coming to recognize this, coming to recognize what wholesome states of consciousness are, that this doesn't stay merely intellectual, but it starts to become second nature to us. And as we develop ever stronger wholesome ways of thinking, a very welcome side effect of this is their contrary unwholesome ways of thinking naturally become suppressed. As we become ever more wholesome, unwholesome ways of thinking, these start to arise within us less frequently, and when they do, have less strength and less duration.
Tenegi lo trambu cheba digi la tene, and penbi tibu, pendobi tibu, you are the gisena, said you are pendobi tibu, you are the sewer chisa, trambu sheba ina, dela tene, shalea, pamba yungure, rala, pamba yungure, digi, new jinji, ganga, rasenika, ganga de yung maris, chisa, dela tene, penbi tibu yungu, but the hago bache or is it, tenegi cheba, some dance.
And turning over the page then, if familiarity with them is developed through thinking repeatedly about their advantages. So here, advantages is referring, of course, to the wholesome states of mind. So here, we're thinking about the beneficial results that follow from developing these wholesome states of mind. And we approach these beneficial results from the perspective of the beneficial results that follow for ourselves, as well as for others. And we can recognize that at the very least, from having wholesome minds manifest, the very least, we will not bring harm to others. But we are also more likely to bring benefit to them. So the meaning of this word advantage here, or advantages, relating to wholesome ways of thinking, is we're thinking about the beneficial results of being under the influence of wholesome states of mind.
And then, Captain Tema, you two Nam Yang, some bears. Captain Tema, you are. Just until Yan Yan or some don't. Captain Tema, you are ladu, Jambu Cheva Ina, Digi, and a Jambu Cheva, the Teletin, the Lokun, Jambu Chevana, Dingani, when you kiss seven at Jambu Chevana, Lu, you going to Lagalevena, Jambu Che, Lagalene, Jambu Yongres, Jambu Yomba Ina, and the Chicken Minigi, Shahalia. Pembada, and the Ranglia Ganga Meba, Yungores. Just then, Denigi Yoba Chelia, two Legalene, how go to Chelia Pembi Jawa, that did all that did the Gunung Denis Yoba in a Della Dene, Ranchella Manubada, Ranglia, Ranchella Pembe Jawa, Yungua, Sampig, Samlogi, how go on to Denigi, Pemba Yoba, the Jumjedi, and the Tongo do, and Gitong, the Semadi, the Gunua, some Jambo, some daddy, Delia, Captain Chigore, the Yahoo is such. Captain Chow, or Captain Sema said, the Niki Pingu or Edge, Captain Sema.
If familiarity with them is developed through thinking repeatedly about their advantages and their supporting valid cognizers. So here, what we need to think about repeatedly is the advantages of the wholesome minds, of the wholesome ways of thinking. So this was just mentioned, that we see through developing ever greater familiarity with wholesome ways of thinking, so that especially when they come to permeate us, we can have confidence that our speech will be virtuous, our way of interacting with others physically will also be virtuous. And in this way, we will definitely not bring harm to others and are very likely to bring benefit into the lives of others. In fact, we will, as we develop in this way as a person, we will naturally be a beneficial person in society. And when we come to recognize this with a valid cognizer, then we have a powerful recognition, transformation becomes much more likely. And this is the meaning of supporting valid cognizers. The supporting valid cognizer refers to the particular consciousness that is a valid cognizer and supports the development of the wholesome consciousnesses through recognizing their advantages. So I'll repeat that, because this expression, supporting valid cognizers, maybe isn't so clear. But what it means is, through having thought repeatedly about the advantages of wholesome ways of thinking, so that one has no doubt, then one comes to give rise to a valid cognition in relation to the advantages of this way of thinking, of wholesome ways of thinking, and that valid cognition serves as a support for these wholesome ways of thinking. So that is the meaning of this expression, supporting valid cognizers. They support the wholesome ways. These valid cognizers support wholesome consciousnesses. This expression of supporting valid cognizers will only be used in the context of in relation to virtuous consciousnesses. It won't be used in relation to non-virtuous consciousnesses. So here, at this point of the meditation, we've already would have done reflection on unwholesome ways of thinking, as described earlier, and we would have seen the faults that follow from unwholesome ways of thinking, faults for oneself, faults for others. And those faults can be, and these unwholesome ways of thinking can be expressed verbally or physically, and for sure will not bring benefit to others and are likely to harm others. So we're coming to see the faults of unwholesome ways of thinking, we will want to abandon them. And because we want to abandon these unwholesome ways of thinking, there are no valid cognizers that will support the unwholesome ways of thinking. Because the reflection, the analytical meditation will have led not to a wish to sustain unwholesome ways of thinking, but the wish to abandon them. So therefore, there are no valid cognizers that support unwholesome ways of thinking. Supporting valid cognizers only exist then for the wholesome ways of thinking. If familiarity with them is developed through thinking repeatedly about their advantages and their supporting valid cognizers, then through the force of familiarization. So the force of familiarization comes about through thinking repeatedly about the advantages of the wholesome ways of thinking, which gives rise then to valid cognition. So where one has unwavering certainty. And that this unwavering certainty of valid cognition serves as a support for one to cultivate ever more and sustain one's wholesome ways of thinking. This comes about through the force of familiarization, through repeatedly thinking about this. And the sentence then continues, of having valid foundations and of being good qualities that are dependent on the mind, the various types of wholesome states of consciousness will become stronger. So the sentence is really quite a mouthful, but what it's the second part of it, of having valid foundations and of being good qualities that are dependent on the mind, is similar to what has already been stated. So through recognizing the advantages of wholesome ways of thinking and gaining and deepening our recognition of this through repeatedly thinking about it, will give rise to valid cognition which has great certainty, and being valid cognition, we will have great certainty. There will be no doubt or wavering about the advantages of wholesome ways of thinking, and that all these good qualities that follow from wholesome ways of thinking, they follow independent on what you have, independent on the mind, so these wholesome ways of thinking. And as we think about this ever more, these various types of wholesome states of consciousness will become stronger. So what has been emphasized in this segment is, more than anything, what has been emphasized in this segment is that we need to repeatedly think about this in order to give rise to a force of familiarization, and that thereby these wholesome states of consciousness will become stronger. So the key point here is repeatedly thinking, repeatedly meditating, again and again. That is what leads to virtuous ways of thinking becoming ever stronger.
Trambu 지나다지 <coughs> <coughs> <coughs>
So again, to take as an illustration, if one is thinking about the benefits of an honest way of thinking, and one reflects on this again and again, gaining great certainty in the various advantages of being of thinking in an honest way, of being an honest person, one will develop valid cognizers supporting the validity of this being a wholesome way of thinking and a wholesome way to live one's life. And then through the force of familiarization with having reflected repeatedly on the advantages of being an honest person or thinking in an honest way, then when the states of consciousness that are honest will grow ever stronger within one. At the same time as one is engaging in this reflection on the advantages of being, for example, an honest person. And now we turn to the text. Concomitantly, the flawed states of consciousness, and I'm adding a word, will naturally decrease in strength. So in other words, to repeatedly think about the advantages of being honest, the concordant ways of thinking, the opposite ways of thinking, they will weaken. They will weaken. So as we develop a particular wholesome way of thinking, the contrary, unwholesome ways of thinking, they will weaken. And I'll read it again, and just inserting a word here. Concomitantly, the flawed states of consciousness will naturally decrease in strength.
Kontro 안디
Yungang
Tini pa, oda yaku meba anza, yaku meba hako na, tako maa sha ugole, tu pang ugole, ngas meba se ugole.
That's what the illustration of mostly used is the unwholesome mind that takes advantage of others and its contrary wholesome mind that is a mind of honesty. So let's, just to make sure that this process of analysis is clear, we'll take another example just to make sure that the sequence of the reflection is clear. So we take the affliction of anger. And of any gradient of strength, of annoyance and frustration, anger, rage, and we think to ourselves, so what are the faults of anger? And we can think about how our mind feels when anger arises. We can then think of how anger is expressed, just on our facial expression, if it's expressed through our physical behavior, and if it's expressed verbally. So here we can very quickly then come to see the faults of anger, how the arisal of anger impacts our overall mood, as well as then the expression of anger, what that looks like. Then we look at it from the perspective of someone else, perhaps either an impartial observer or the recipient of our anger. How do they receive it? How do they feel? And how are they likely to respond to us? And then a third way we can look at it. So the first was from from the perspective of the experiencer of anger, and then the experience of those observing or the recipient of the anger. And then thirdly, what is society's view on this? Does society see such behavior as suitable, such a way of thinking and acting as suitable? And even if we're feeling justified in the moment, later, in the cold light of day, are we really able to justify such behavior? So this is how we should think about, for example, anger. Look at how we mentally feel when this mind ripens within us, how we express it, how this is received by others, certainly the recipient as well as the impartial observer, as well as by society in general. When we think like this again and again, we'll come to see from our own experience that this particular consciousness of anger is harmful, is only harmful. And when we gain certainty of this, we will then have the inner strength of mind to turn away from this way of thinking, to engage in the repeated meditation required so as to gain the skill to abandon anger completely.
Shen liya jamba kumya di. Ani kishi shewe na kishi nyingdiwo manyo pe tsik, manyo pa jaya huo shea. Ani shi panpi ki jawa kishi ya lamten jaya. Ani lu yu kone na ane roho chaya. Jizan lu yunga yusumi kone shen la panpa jawa. Jizan dene lu yunga yusumi shen la panpi jawa yunga di jubo liya di karchiwa sana kuno liya shen ki li shen la digi juna sanpe samlo jamba di yoba yinza jambi jambi samlo yoba za. Lunga and call Gangai near call Robert to call Gangai say, and call a Gabu Shuya. That Dinigi call a Gabu Yodu, and a quick colors and social yak, Kurong Pair, which is a Dunga Tayada, Nukui Nanzilla, Namuria Potea, Gisia Yahushia, and Jigi Yodu, and Susuna, but then he didn't say that Tisha Yahujunsha and the social yak, Gana Yoya. Sitten se tiedä, että samalla tavalla niin hän tuu siellä. Mutta digi samalla di tuu sinne, niin kiva chimba samalla tavalla niin digi tevo digi yhäyä chakor. Sitten niin että, sitten kunnolla tuo jamba, siellä digi juna sinne jamba juoba niin digi tevo tällä rasien ikäle päinpäin juoba. Sitten päinpäin juoba samalla tavalla tuu päinpäin juoba tuon tuu. Oh, tämä jamba komia tuu jaku tuu sinne samalla jamba samalla tuu jaku tuu sinne. でじ、てはこでにぎ、自分とやけペンビ、自分とやけ、ちゃまじぎ、じゃべさんのてりゃ、逆逆ちごら、逆逆ちごら、ちな、逆転せまれ。でじ、こんどげさんでじ、このじてりゅんがちょばどじゃれじ、で、かがよばとやで、さんのてぎ、かがよばとびげ、とやで、はこよで、あにからでじ、こんどげやで、じぐみのせんべさんのきばきごら、逆逆ちごら、まこりゃ、おで、じぐみのもごさんべげ、こやみのすんぱびやげ、たぶしやりごら、ちなじりだてにぎ。
And then in the meditation, we turn to the contrary mind, the mind that's contrary to anger. So this could be expressed as a mind of love, mind of loving kindness, being gentle-hearted, kind-hearted. So this general outlook. So now we look at the advantages of this wholesome way of thinking. And the meditation is a replica of what we've just done with anger. So we recall when we have had a mind of love manifest, or we had a gentle heart, kind-hearted towards others. So how did we feel at that time? And with this mind manifest within us, how did we express ourselves to others? What was our facial expression? How did we physically interact with others? How did we verbally communicate with others? Were we someone at that time who readily would want to help others and bring benefits to others? And would we intentionally or unintentionally bring benefit to others? So how do others receive us? What is the impact we have on others? Either the one we're directly interacting with or the casual observer. And then thirdly, what is the view of society of someone who generally is loving, kind-hearted? So these steps of the meditation are identical to before. See how this wholesome mind makes us feel when it's manifest, how we express it, and the impact on others. Then reflecting like this, seeing of its many advantages of being such a person, how we have harmonious relationships with everyone we know, and even those strangers that we encounter, we very quickly develop a bond with them. In fact, wherever we go, our mind is at ease, at peace, and we easily connect with others. We bring benefit to all that we encounter. So reflecting like this again and again, the benefits, or as the text says, advantages, become very clear to us. And when they become so clear to the point that we arise to a valid cognizer in relation to the advantages of them, this is a powerful support for us to sustain this type of thinking, this way of thinking, even in more adverse circumstances. And this then makes it much easier for us to cultivate and sustain this wholesome mind.
で、ニューバチェシュルグレス。で、コセンプロユンデル。で、ジニアマシバナシュ、ジバルコニューバチェシュルグレス。コガジニューバチェルトベネ、ロイキュンチェン、ロイキュンチェン、コントロディ、ロイキュンチェンロワダ。で、ニューロイキュンチェン、ジャンビ、ジャンビギュドクチョ、ロイキュンチェン、コントロディ、コジャンビアディニューバカジェ、サムナロコムジェ、サムナナナジャンビギ、ジャンバ、サムロカジェ、シュクチェウェナ、コントロディ、シュクチョンルグレス、チョンルグレス。ジャンバ、ジャンバゲディナ、ジャンバ、サムタンエレディネ、コントロディ、リーマレシュウォル。ジャンバ、ジャンバゲディナ、ジャンバ、サムタンエレディネ、コントロディ、リーマレシュウォル。ジャンバ、ジャンバゲディナ、ジャンバ、サムタ Delia and Yundes some to do which in the Jambulo de Gomburis, Dea, Yane, 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 Gomudu, Jambulo de Yan Nuba Church, and a new contribute some lodi, and Nuba Shan and Nuba somebody, but Nuba Chunsu, or Chunilis or the Chipata. Lokin Chen, Tuji, Chundu Joa, Chunin be said, Dishi Lokin Chen, Tuji, Chundu Joa, Chunin be said, Lokin Della, Metambo Maimba, Law, Contro, Yoma Bachasan Lokin de Charwan, Chisantin.
To continue then with the review, so this thinking here about these, now the advantages of love repeatedly over a sustained period, this will ensure then again, as the text says, that our approach to love, the wish to come under the influence of love will grow ever stronger. And as the love naturally grows in strength within us, then its contrary mind, anger, will naturally decrease in strength. So as we focus on the cultivation of love as a byproduct, anger will weaken. So this is important to recognize because it adds to our motivation to want to meditate on love and to ensure that love dominates our everyday interactions. Because as we become ever more habituated to being a loving person, a kind-hearted person, then the contrary mind of anger and annoyance and frustration, these minds, they will weaken. And being weaker, they will arise with greater difficulty, with much less frequency. And when they do arise, they'll be weak and not last. This all comes about as we increase our acquaintance with love, anger starts to become a stranger to us. Of course, with our way of thinking, this is what influences us, whomever we're with, whatever we are doing. So if we're cultivating honest ways of thinking, for example, wholesome ways of thinking, this will start to have an impact on all walks of life. So for example, if we again take from our experience, someone perhaps that we work with or have worked with, who we could say, this is an honest person, a decent person, that will be someone that you are always happy to interact with. Maybe if you go into the business and they are there, you're pleased to meet them. Or if you phone and they answer, you're glad it's them because you trust them and you know they are reliable because you see them as honest and they've shown themselves to be such a person repeatedly. So this is the kind of person we prefer to be about. It's also the kind of person that if we are such a person, others prefer to be with us too. Then we can reflect on those who are the opposite to that. We all know people whose way of thinking is very self-absorbed. And we see that with them, they readily take advantage of others. They will readily be dishonest, lie, twist the truth, all to suit their needs. And moreover, in certain circumstances where they can, they'll be corrupt. They may even steal from others. And if they harm others, this doesn't bother them. Or if they observe others being harmed, they wouldn't think to even help. So such people we may well know or we have observed in society, we don't want to be around them. We want to have nothing to do with them. And we are not alone. Others prefer not to have to interact with them, to stay away from them. So they lack support. Whereas the first group of people, those who are honest and trustworthy, they are readily supported by others, helped by others, supported by others. So here, and moreover, what we see as the starting point for all of this is a particular way of thinking, a way of thinking that is either dominated by being wholesome or dominated by being unwholesome. And two, which of these two, one is more, predominates within one, one's verbal communication, physical behavior will be expressions of that way of thinking, of that dominant way of thinking. His Holiness then is expressing here that having recognized that we only want to experience happiness, happiness that is lasting and stable and not punctuated by even a moment of unhappiness, we need to focus on our way of thinking. If our way of thinking is beneficial, this, or is wholesome rather, if it's wholesome, this it will bring happiness to ourselves and those we interact with. If it's unwholesome, this will ensure that we ourselves are unhappy, and this unhappiness will be taken out and expressed to others. Moreover, His Holiness is encouraging us to cultivate this way of thinking so that it permeates us in our very being. In other words, that this becomes who we are, a decent person, a wholesome person, a kind-hearted person. And we are become that kind of person in the sense of this is who we are at all times. Not just when we're sitting quietly on our meditation seat, but at all times, especially also at times that we find challenging, that then too, the good qualities, if they're well developed, they will naturally shine through. So this is done, as has been said, through thinking about the faults of unwholesome ways of thinking, such as being deceitful, taking advantage of others, anger and so forth, and seeing how from this way of thinking, harsh speech follows, harmful physical interactions with others follow. But conversely, through being dominated by a mind of loving kindness, then in dependence on that, our interactions with others will be honest and straightforward and will readily bring benefits to others directly and indirectly. Through reflecting on this repeatedly, one will come to see the validity of this presentation, and independence on the degree that one sees this presentation as valid, in the sense of being having no doubt that this is the kind of person we want to be, we will apply ourselves to ensure that what it was previously mere shallow intellectual insight develops into a deeply felt conviction. And a deeply felt conviction that itself is not merely intellectual, that we would readily and heartily agree with, but actually, we become that very person that we long to be and have the potential to be.
And then, Namjik, Namjik, Sim Sangbu, Dengta Tempo Yongse. Jizan, Denegi, Anjugi, Negati, Samnonalia, Chik, Shianya, Jambatan, Zawa Kum. And the chin tamu chicken simple some of the similar gumjit and new watching was a dinner, similar dang toba jungle, dang so much. Then they go da tumba said the garrison. Gidi in a tamu chepa, Bishan a pamper to baji, called the Luma get dalamas on the yungle, it's a chi Luma get dive in there, da la carasworth, Gidi in a mitigate shalia. レガでペンペペンペチャワチンレガチンやとなげきしなペンペシャだ飲みよやことやちばね。で飲みでれてね、からこすん。これなろ3の7や、3の3歩でやこよばで、はことこだてに。はことこれ。え、かぶれやんで、こうたんでちくこたやさんでて、きしにぼにじをしゃしゃろわだでこたにゃいね。龍馬げ飲みでれんじみてた。たとばよんぐりねでげばよまだ。かしこもでよし。
The final sentence then in this paragraph, concomitantly, the flawed states of consciousness will naturally decrease in strength, and this is a sign that you can be confident that in time you will be ever more kind-hearted. In conclusion here, His Holiness is encouraging us to engage in this meditation repeatedly, the meditation that has been outlined tonight. And as we do so and start to transform who we are, we will become the person we long to be, and not just sometimes, but in whatever, whomever we are with, no matter how challenging the circumstances we find ourselves in, our mind will stay calm and spacious, we'll be able to interact with others in a way that brings benefit to them. And we can do so because we're coming from a place of mental stability, of spaciousness and calm. And just like perhaps ourselves and some people, in certain circumstances, they just can't help themselves and act in a way that later they regret. Similarly, through training oneself well, one will become such a person that no matter what circumstances, one will not be able to be anything but a kind person, a wise person, a gentle person. And this comes about through repeated training in the way that has been presented here. Buddha Shakyamuni has taught that in order to achieve happiness and to overcome suffering, the technique is to transform our way of thinking. It's through transforming our way of thinking that we become a transformed person. And this transformed person as a whole is what is expressed in the world, what is shown in the world. So in other words, to become the person who interacts with others in a physical manner that doesn't bring conflict, to interact with others in a way where we physically help others and readily do so, as well as to verbally communicate with others in a way that doesn't bring conflict but brings benefit to others, comes from having transformed our way of thinking, totally transformed our way of thinking so that it's no longer influenced by any unwholesome ways of thinking. Right now, we need to look and recognize where we are, which are the unwholesome minds that are arising, and look at their faults. Look at the faults in the expansive way that was presented earlier, the various steps of the meditation. Then look at the wholesome minds that we already have familiarity with, and see their good qualities, and look at their benefits, and look at it again in the expansive way, as mentioned before. And do this repeatedly, because by going through this analytical process repeatedly, we will develop the strength of mind and determination to destroy all unwholesome thoughts. In other words, if they arise, to not follow them, to not allow ourselves to come under the influence, but rather to turn our mind from unwholesome ways of thinking back to wholesome ways. And in this way, we keep our mind virtuous at all times.
Do Dene tong yo du kala, o da jambi samla da shi, di yahudu, di rangla pengi du, shenla pengi du, sambeke, samla di yahudu sambe, di nyamle le, nyamle jaya de. Sina kongla saya di, dene ki de, di ki jo lunga, jo ba, di duga to, yahudu tungu mudu, di la dene shenla nyubu du, shenla kanga te, rangla tung kanga te, rangshi nika la kanga te, kongla ki yon du ne, an semba ki wai, kanga, pe, kanga yungu du wasu. Dene yon da, da kongla li goya mi du, san di do cho, sambe rik di yon du, yan de yan du, ki di na,
Just then to summarize here, reflect on unwholesome and wholesome minds and do so individually, not just as a general concept of non-virtuous and virtuous ways of thinking, but look at specific minds. And we mentioned a couple tonight, but there's so many more to look at. You remember from when we were doing Lodik, awarenesses and knowers a little while ago, there were the six root afflictions and the 26 secondary afflictions. These are pervaded by being unwholesome or non-virtuous minds and need to be abandoned. But the very fact that we still habituated to them, sometimes we see them as actually being worthwhile, shows we need to reflect deeper here. The process of the meditation for both the wholesome and unwholesome minds is similar, or is the same. Come to see, and first understand what is meant by a particular consciousness, what makes a consciousness of anger or of love. Then see how do we feel. How does it impact on us when it arises? Does it come accompanied by a feeling of happiness or unhappiness? How do we then, secondly, express ourselves? How do we physically and verbally express ourselves? So even if the mind has arisen and we're not saying anything or doing anything, but are we perhaps, what facial expression are we presenting to the world? And then when we do express ourselves, how does that make others feel? How are others likely to respond to us? How does society view such a person? So those then are the three steps that we apply to all the minds, both wholesome and unwholesome. It's how it impacts on ourselves, how we feel and express it, the impact on others, and how society looks at it. By engaging in this meditation repeatedly, this gives us the strength of mind and determination to fulfill our potential, to live a life of meaning, to turn away from these unwholesome ways of thinking that only harm us, damage our relationships with others, and add to the misery that others already experience. And similarly, enables us to develop the skill so that even in trying circumstances, we can respond with love and with wisdom. And this is possible, and it comes about in dependence on repeated training over a sustained period. And as we do so, slowly, progressively, ever more skill is developed within us. So we'll conclude then here for tonight. If you have some questions, then please feel free to ask. Then thank you, and we'll continue tomorrow.